Good morning. Let's talk about the Jacksonville Jaguars, the youngest team in the National Football League. Just a couple of thoughts in terms of recognizing this team. They did beat Cleveland at home for their only win. However, last weekend, if you watch the Indianapolis game, it's 6-3 at the halftime. They sack in the first quarter. Clemens sacks Luck three times. They get a total of 5 sacks in the game. They're very good. I think they're a very good defensive team. I was shocked to look at the numbers. But they're a team that has an outstanding front. They rush the passer very, very well with 33 sacks. They're third in the National Football League. They trailed Cincinnati by 3 points with 8 minutes to go in the game. They lost to Pittsburgh 17-9, 16-14 to Tennessee. Those are big games for them, obviously. They defeated Cleveland, as I said. They had 23 points against Cincinnati, lost 33-23. They lost 31-17 to the Cowboys when the punt returner fumbled the ball, gave the Cowboys the ball at the 6-yard line going in. They were driving the ball. Robinson fumbled on the 32-yard line going in, denied themselves a chance to score. Offensively, they're led by Blake Bortles, their young quarterback who, you know, they're doing the right thing with him. They inserted him into the game. He's had everything thrown at him, which you expect a young quarterback to be able to have to stand up to the pressure. He's done that well. They run the no-huddle offense. At one point of this season, they were 5th, I think, in the fastest snap time of any team in the league. He's gone through his growing pains. He will run the read option. You'll see that. He keeps the ball with that. They also have Denard Robinson, who they've made their starter now. He's averaging 128 yards a game since he was put in the game as a starter. He's very, very fast. You know him as a quarterback. He can throw the option pass, which you should all remember and know. Luke Jekyll is their left tackle. They drafted him in the first round the year before. They started him out on the right side, moved him to the left side. He got hurt. Now he's the full-time left tackle. So that is a little bit about they have allowed 43 sacks, which is most in the National Football League as well. Their defense, I mentioned Chris Clemens. Red Bryant is there from the Seattle Super Bowl championship team the year before. JT Thomas, their middle backer. Cyprian, their safety, is the leader of their secondary. They have, as I said, 33 sacks. They are the number one defense in the National Football League in the red zone. Their special teams are led by Josh Scobie. Brian Anger is their punter. And they have Ace Sanders, who's done a really good job. You remember him, he caught 51 balls a year ago as well, and he is their outstanding punt returner. And then Jordan Todman's doing a very, very good job on their kickoff returns and as a special teams cover guy as well. A little bit about our team now. Will not practice today. It'll be Snyder, McLean, and Kiwanuka. None of those guys will practice. We will have Jaquan Williams, Justin Pugh, and Cullen Jenkins for the individual section of practice only. So we progress now, again, in pursuit of a win. That's exactly where we are. I know you don't have any questions because you're thinking about snow days.
Tom, you started off by talking about Jacksonville's pressure. How can you challenge your team to bring that type of pressure, Kiwanuka, JB, to play up to their expectations?
Well, that we've been challenging them for the entire year. Obviously, we're not doing a very good job of that. But to be honest with you, when we call pressures, take a look and see who's getting home. Yeah, whether it comes out of the secondary, the linebackers, whatever you want to call it. You can talk about pressure all you want, but we've got to have people to get to the ball, get to the quarterback. That hasn't happened much. And we, quite frankly, we have called pressures. Pressures have been aborted or not performed very well. How would you like to be the guy who is sitting there calling pressures, and we call pressures and nothing happens, so you're vulnerable in the secondary even more when you do that. You're not getting home. How'd you like to be the guy calling those plays? So it is something that has been missing the majority of the time this year. The effectiveness of pressures, whether they come out of the secondary, the linebacker level, we've not been good with that. Plus, to be honest with you, we've had some missed assignments when those are called. So the responsibility starts with me. But, you know, we'd like to think we would be a better team with pressure. You mentioned Kiwanuka. That's only one name. You know, there's a bunch of guys up front that are supposed to be known for that. You know, Ayers has had some success, didn't play very well last weekend. You know, young DeMontre, everybody wants him in the ball game. He did have some success the other day with one sack. Should have been playing a little bit more.
Tom, you didn't mention Odell. How is he feeling, and is he a full go today?
He is. He'll be full go.
Do you have to, I mean, he's playing such a big role in the offense. Obviously, you had plans to, you know, use him other ways and use him in the return games.
Are you still happy in the return game?
Are you happy with the number he's at, because it seems to be growing every week, touches wise, and the amount of
trying snapping to win a game? How many times do I have to answer the question that way? I'm either answering questions about us dispersing the ball and being a better distribution team around with using all of our abilities, or I'm answering questions. Either we're not getting the ball to him enough. Like I was asked the other day, someone asked me about his yardage after the half, or, you know, where are the other people? So we're trying to win a game. That's all I can tell you. We will utilize Odell in as many spots as we can, so that we will cause issues with the defensive team in terms of if they would like to plan some type of coverage based on where he is. So we'll continue to do that. And you know, he's a young, talented guy who loves to play, wants the ball, and he's done well when he's gotten it. So, you know, we have other guys that have contributed, and we'd like them to contribute more. And in the progression, it's not always starts with number 13. Depends on the play call.
Tom, with no McLean today, will you go Kennard at the mic?
Yeah. Well, we can play Kennard or Herzog. They got to play, you know, both. They got to be ready for both those spots.
Tom, I know you're not a big talk about yourself and, you know, thinking back and everything, but this is returning to Jacksonville, and it is your 300th regular season game. So,
really? Thank you very much. Yeah. Appreciate you saying it. I didn't realize that.
Did you not hear, seriously, you didn't realize it was 300th regular
season
game?
No.
What is that?
For a young guy, it's hard to believe 300 games.
What
I must have started when I was 15.
What does that number mean to you?
Right now, not much, to be honest with you. What's important to me is that we have this game on our schedule where we are. We need to win a football game, and that's the important thing. You know, we've traveled to Jacksonville before. I've been very appreciative. You know, the fans have been great when we return back there. And it'll be the same. My family will all be there at the game. And I understand it's Alumni Day, so it's obviously a day of a lot of emotion going back there. And I will certainly be appreciative of all of those things, but just as the Jaguars will be, our full intention is to get ready to play a game and win a game.
Tom, during your career, you had that mentality of finishing. And the last 2 weeks, you haven't finished. Is that something that is it just confidence, a belief? How do you get back to that mentality of finishing these games?
That's the question, isn't it? That's the question. It's very simple to state it. You know, you work your tail off to get the game in a position where you can win it. Now, let's go win it. And we haven't done it. So, you know, you keep working. Obviously, is there confidence? Is it an issue of confidence? Is it an issue? What are the issues? We analyze everything just as you do. Fine and dandy. But until we do it and we step up and the guys that can do it perform, you know, so that we can win, it'll be a question that all of us will ask. We do spend a lot of time talking about finish, 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 finish. That's what this thing is about. That's the whole point, is to finish. Well, we got to do a better job. Anybody else?
You mentioned the Jaguars' ability to pressure the passer. Were you happy with the protection more so Sunday than in previous games, or are you still juggling things on the offensive line?
At times I was happy with it, at times I wasn't. A two-minute drill with two sacks? No, I'm not happy. I'm not happy. I'm not happy we didn't score before the half, and I'm not happy we didn't score at the end of the game. We had a minute to go. So go kick a field goal. You know, four downs and we're piddling around at 10 yards. Come on.
You talked about DeMontre Moore as a guy. He should have played more in retrospect. You guys have said that a couple times this year. Why, in your opinion, do you think it hasn't really happened for him?
Because there are times, to be honest with you, during the week when you talk about confidence level, when whether it's assignment football or whatever, for whatever reason, It hasn't been something that we've thought, well, you know, let's go ahead, and he knows exactly what he's doing, and so on and so forth. It's just a matter of the practices have to fulfill the idea that we can go ahead and play him under all kinds of circumstances, what we like to do, not just on third down.
Tom, you signed a practice squad player from Stony Brook, Michael Bamiro. Could you just,
we found the biggest man. No, I'm just kidding. He is huge. He's a big man. But he worked out yesterday, worked out well. He's in outstanding shape, and so he's here.
Thank you.